This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Up next in the Senate is the $3.5 trillion budget resolution Democrats unveiled yesterday, which, unlike the infrastructure bill, looks likely to face solid Republican opposition. The resolution includes a big expansion of safety net programs, including help for families with kids in daycare and universal pre-kindergarten for 3 and 4-year-olds. Most states have some form of publicly funded pre-K, but as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports, universal access would be a big lift for taxpayers.
For many 3 or 4-year-olds, pre-K is the real start to their education. Sometimes its benefits are noticeable right away. Anna Jimenez saw her 3-year-old daughter's speech impediment improve last year after she started publicly funded preschool in New Jersey.
She's excited to learn. She's excited to go to school. And she came home and would talk about it, which is not something that ever happened in daycare.
Jimenez says that daycare cost her $350 a week. Supporters of pre-K also say it could relieve economic stress for families. Joshiam Rojas, another parent at that same New Jersey school, says if it wasn't free, she probably wouldn't be able to send her son.
I will not be able to do it because it's not only him. I have another three
kids who are teenagers and thinking about college. Chris Walters is an economics professor at UC Berkeley. He compared students who attended preschool with those who didn't 20 years later.
What we found is that attending public preschool in Boston increased on-time college attendance by 18%.
So pre-K has both immediate and future benefits, but it's costly.
The primary reason we don't already have it is that it's expensive.
Steve Barnett co-directs the National Institute for Early Education Research at Rutgers University. He says a national program would cost about $60 billion a year. Still, Barnett says the fact it's made it into this budget proposal is a good sign. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.